Question and reflection number two. Yesterday we talked about priorities and the value we put on our food and on our body. Today, Christ asks about our own intrinsic, innate, God-given value, our value that comes simply because we're his beloved creation. You are so valuable, so loved, and I really want you to feel and hear the truth of this right now while you're walking. You are so valuable and so loved. Part of working with a coach involves sorting through thoughts that may create barriers for you to take the steps needed to build a better body, to wake up and feel good in your body, to do the things you want to be doing. And so let's right now just address a common question that comes up in coaching. Well, a few questions. What thoughts do you think about yourself and your value on a daily basis? Do you think a host of negative thoughts about yourself or even others? Do you have any sense that this is something that hinders your ability to achieve long-term vitality? Do your negative thoughts drive you to be stressed, thus pushing you towards making unhealthy choices, eating all the Girl Scout cookies, opening up that bag of tortilla chips? Been there. I'll leave you with Christ's question from Matthew chapter 6, verse 26. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Again, Matthew chapter 6, verse 26. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, yet their heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?